this day back in 1946, one of the great guitarists, not Eric Clapton, but Duane Allman, who played, of course, on that Derek and the Dominoes album with Eric Clapton on a fantastic song there, Bell Bottom Blues. Duane Allman, of course, also co-founder and leader of the Allman Brothers Band. And I didn't play an Allman Brothers track because, you know, to get to the good meaty stuff from Duane Allman, you know, you go to the solos in the middle, generally. So we've played Bell Bottom Blues. Duane Allman, born on this day in 1946, killed in a motorcycle crash in October of 1971 in Macon, Georgia, hitting a flatbed truck that had turned in front of him. He was on his motorcycle and died very young. Duane Allman, great guitarist with the Allman Brothers on Derek and the Dominoes album, Layla and Other Love Songs, and more. Duane Allman, born on this day back in 1946. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for joining us. SteveGruber.com for exclusive content, giveaways, and much more. And, you know, since the time that I was here last week, the last Friday, in fact, since that time, it's a brand new website. Have you been there yet? SteveGruber.com. Got a phone number right up on top, 888-900-9966. And then a whole bunch of new tabs. There's a radio affiliate list. There's stories and information. Check out the new SteveGruber.com with links to all the podcasts, too, that are up every single day. Find them on Twitter as well, at Steve Gruber Show. You can find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, SCOTBERTRAM. I don't mean to be a downer in this hour one of the Steve Gruber Show. We're talking about those horrible Alabama stories in the last segment, and I just have to segue to this from Illinois. And it's where I was born and grew up, spent 36 years of my life in Illinois before moving to Michigan just about 4 years ago. And this is just a terrible, disturbing story from the Chicago Tribune and ProPublica doing the research here. Abuses of the practice of confining school children with behavioral problems and mental disabilities, locking them up in solitary confinement during the school day. Illinois has not joined other states in banning child confinement altogether. And Illinois teachers and administrators, according to the report, have repeatedly violated state rules on so-called timeout rooms. They've been locking up kids for issues like spilling milk and shouting. Not what this was designed for. Administrators call these places reflection rooms. Good euphemism there. Reporters with the Tribune looked into 20,000 incidents from the 2017-2018 school year. 20,000 times in one school year across the state of Illinois, students, grade school students, mostly, locked alone in solitary confinement. Many of those 20,000 incidents, many including children with disabilities, children who need the most help, being shoved off by public schools in Illinois into solitary confinement rooms, including one child who was locked up for 10 hours. Article the Tribune says they looked at 50,000 pages of reports about these students in seclusion. School workers keep watch over them. The students clearly in distress, yelling for help, screaming for help. A professor told the Tribune that teachers may have justified keeping students in confinement because they saw many of the children as, quote, defective due to their disabilities. Illinois law prohibits using confinement as a punishment, reserving it only for safety issues, only for safety issues. But some schools systematically incorporate it into their discipline regime. It's just so disturbing. Centralia, Illinois, 8:35 a.m., December 19th, 2017, all five of the timeout booths were full. School had been in session for 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Each booth is about 6 foot by 8 foot with a steel door. One held a boy who had hung on a basketball rim and swore at staff when they told him to stop. In another, a boy who had used, quote, raised voice tones, sentenced to solitary confinement at public school. Two boys were held because they hadn't finished classwork. None of those reasons are reasons for seclusion under Illinois law, but still, Illinois public schools went through with it. 72% of these 20,000 incidents were not prompted by a safety issue as the law requires. 72%. Students harm themselves inside these, what do they call them again? Reflection rooms. Beat the walls, harm themselves while inside. Public school administrators did nothing. And this is happening in Illinois, which you may have heard, Chicago Public Schools just went on strike. Teachers went on strike there for about a week. It's all about the kids, remember, but they lock them in rooms and then go on strike for more money, more benefits. The Illinois Pension Fund for Teachers is completely unfunded, underfunded. One of the highest spenders in the country on educational cost, administrative costs in Illinois. And this story, again, I still have family, friends, others who live in Illinois, and I lived there for so long, is just so disgusting and so disturbing. That again, when you look at these incidents, so many involve students with disabilities, students who need help, students who are in school to learn, to become a part of a community, to learn, you know, the social cues, to learn how to behave among others. And the response, not for safety reasons, which is what the law allows, but for disciplinary reasons, for not finishing homework, for not finishing coursework, is to lock them in a room for hours at a time. Something is very wrong. Scott Bertrand, sitting in for Steve, here on the Steve Gruber Show. To see if I still
feel. You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Your local FS is member-owned, and that means when you buy our flagship brands like FS Envision and FS HiSoy, you're actually buying seed from yourself. And you wouldn't sell yourself anything but the best, would you? In field after field, FS brands are out-yielding the competition. Talk to your local FS crop specialist about Envision corn or HiSoy soybean seed today. At harvest, you'll be glad you did. Envision and HiSoy are available exclusively at your local FS member company.